You know that feeling? It's what, 4 p.m. on a Friday. You are so ready for the weekend.
Can't even.
And then pink, pink, you get that email.
Oh, that automated email from HR.
Exactly. Mandatory compliance training due.
The dreaded notification. Yeah, it's like a cloud just passed over the sun.
Right. So you click the link, you're hoping for a miracle, but no, you're just staring at a 50-page PDF or, you know, even worse, one of those slide
Oh,
decks.
the ones from like 1998.
Yes. With the clip art, and you just have to keep clicking next every 30 seconds to prove you're not asleep.
That click next fatigue, it is the absolute bane of corporate training. It really is.
And that is exactly where our deep dive starts today. We're looking at two pieces of tech that, when you put it together, might just, you know, kill that boredom for good.
Okay.
So first, we've got ABAR LMS. They're trying to modernize the whole experience of learning. And then
Yeah.
there's this Auto Content API, which is trying to completely change the creation of learning.
And that is such a crucial distinction. It's the difference between buying a really nice modern bookshelf, that's your Abra, and actually having interesting, books to put on it.
That's a great way to put it.
And that's auto content.
So the mission for this deep dive is pretty clear then. We're going to explore how you take a platform like Abra, which, you know, claims to be all mobile first and slick, and power it with an industrial engine like Auto Content.
Right, to turn all those dry manuals into stuff people actually want to consume
And do it instantly.
instantly. That's the key. We're not talking about some 6-month production cycle. We're talking minutes.
Okay, so let's start with the bookshelf, as you put it. Let's unpack Abra LMS.
Sure.
Looking at the research, I mean, this is not a small player. They're working with Fortune 500, pharma companies, government orgs, nonprofits.
Yeah, they handle the full stack. Onboarding, compliance, sales training, all of it.
And their design philosophy seems,
Yeah.
well, it seems very intentional.
It is. They're trying to move away from that clunky database feeling of old systems. They want it to look more like social media, like the apps you actually use in your personal life.
Which is smart. I mean, if your
Yeah.
training software is harder to use than Instagram, you've already lost
You've
drive.
lost the battle for attention, exactly. But here's the catch. And, this isn't really Abara's fault. It's a structural problem in the whole industry.
Which is.
You can build the Ferrari of learning platforms, and Abara is pretty close, but if you don't have any fuel to put in it, it's just a nice parked car.
And the fuel here is the content itself, the videos, the podcasts.
The quizzes, all of it.
Right.
Right. And this brings us to the economic analysis in the source material on auto content. We are in an economy of content saturation. We are literally drowning in information, but producing good corporate content.
It's still stuck in the 90s.
It's still stuck in the 90s. It's incredibly linear.
What do you mean by linear?
One person makes one asset. Think about it. If you want a podcast episode for your internal training, a manual one, the data shows you're looking at anywhere from, say, $100 to $15,000.
$15,000 for one internal training episode.
Yeah, if you're hiring professional voice actors, sound engineers, script writers, doing multiple edits, absolutely. And videos, even worse. A professional training video can run $3,000 to $10,000 per minute.
So the math just doesn't work. Most companies, even the big ones, using a system like Abra, they can't afford to make their training look like Netflix.
Nope. So they buy the fancy Abra system.
And then upload the same old PDF, because it's all they can afford to produce.
That's the production bottleneck. And that is exactly where the synergy with Auto Content API kicks in. This is the shift from manual creation to automated transformation.
Transformation. That's an interesting word. So you're not creating from scratch.
No, and that's the whole point. That's why it's so efficient. You take the assets you already have, that dense compliance manual, the product spec sheet, and you feed it to the API. It transforms it into multimedia for cents, not dollars.
Okay, I want to dig into that cents, not dollars claim because that sounds a little like marketing fluff.
It does, but it's not.
The implications are huge if it's real. Abra is really pushing this idea that the future of training is mobile. They've got the apps, offline capabilities. They want people learning on their phone.
Which just makes sense for a modern workforce, right? Salespeople are on the road, technicians are on site. But let me ask you, have you ever actually tried to read a standard PDF on a smartphone screen?
It's awful. You're pinching and zooming and scrolling.
Sorry.
You lose your place. It's a user experience nightmare.
Exactly. So you have Abra, which is a great mobile vessel, but the content, the PDF, is just totally incompatible with the device.
So, what's the auto content solution?
It's what they call the private podcast network.
I saw this in the notes. It's fascinating. So, the API just ingests the text file and turns it into a podcast.
A bingeable one, yeah. But we need to be clear. This is not just a robot voice reading the text.
Okay, good. Because that text-to-speech stuff has been around forever. And honestly, it puts me to sleep faster than the PDF does.
No. This is where the real insight is. This isn't just reading. The API uses advanced multi-speaker dynamics. It generates a banter-filled dialogue between two AI agents.
Wait, like a host and an expert. Kind of like what we're doing right now.
Exactly like what we're doing. It analyzes the PDF, it figures out the key points, and then it strips a conversation about those points.
So if you're a sales rep driving between clients, instead of trying to squint at a product update on your phone,
you just listen to a 10-minute episode where two voices discuss the new features, the pricing, the competition. It completely changes the model.
It turns dead time like a commute into learning time. The car becomes a classroom.
Exactly. The friction drops to zero.
Okay, but I have to play devil's advocate here. I've seen Google's Notebook LM floating around. It does something pretty similar, right? You upload a PDF, it makes a podcast. Why would an enterprise pay for this auto content API?
That is the million-dollar question. And the answer is scale and workflow. Notebook LM is a consumer tool. It's an island. You have to manually drag a file. Download it, then manually upload it to Abra.
Which is fine for one document, not for 5,000.
Precisely. Auto content is the Notebook LM API alternative for the enterprise. Because it's an API, it connects systems. You can build a workflow where, I don't know, a new policy doc gets dropped in a folder.
And the API just grabs it, makes the podcast, and pushes it right into the course in Abra.
Automatically. No human clicking needed. That's the industrial engine part. It lets you do this for every document.
There's another audio feature here that caught my eye. Voice cloning. This seems like a massive time saver for executives.
The utility is huge for leadership comms. Mm-hmm. Imagine a CEO of a global company, 50,000 employees. They want to hear from leadership, it builds trust, but the CEO doesn't have time to sit in a recording booth every day.
They barely have time for lunch.
Exactly. So with this, the CEO records a voice sample once. Then their team can type up daily market thoughts or whatever, and the API generates the audio in the CEO's actual voice.
It keeps that human connection inside the Abra LMS without the massive time cost. It really scales the personal touch.
Right. Leadership can be present in the LMS daily, not just once a quarter at a town hall.
Okay, so we've covered audio for the commute, but Abra is also huge on customer education and onboarding. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need to see how something works, right?
For sure. Visual learning is critical. And historically, video is the biggest, most expensive bottleneck of them all. This is where the numbers get really crazy. Auto content claims it can reduce video production costs by over 90%.
How are they doing that? Is it just slapping stock footage together?
It's more sophisticated. They have two main video engines. The first is for explainer videos. The API can crawl a doc website or a report, pull out the key steps,
and generate a 60 to 90 second horizontal video.
Exactly. It grabs the key points, adds relevant visuals, and does the voiceover. So for Abroad admins, instead of writing a long how-to article with 20 screenshots that go out of date next week,
they just generate a video. And if the software updates, they just run the API again. No reshoots.
That is the killer feature right there. Updatability.
But what about the human element? The TikTok generation is used to seeing faces, not just slides.
That's the second engine. Faceless channels and shorts. The API can produce vertical videos, perfect for mobile, complete with AI avatars.
Okay, so these are the digital people we're seeing pop up everywhere.
Yep, you can choose a professional woman, a casual speaker, whatever fits. The API handles all the lip syncing and subtitles automatically.
I can see the branding value there. You can have a specific avatar that's the face of SACI training and another one for HR.
Total consistency. And it solves the problem of asking your shy IT manager to get on camera. You just use an avatar. The source material actually says this leads to fewer support tickets.
That makes perfect sense. If I watch a video and I get it, I don't call the help desk.
And that ties right back to Abra's goal of minimizing management. If the learners are self-sufficient, the admins can focus on strategy, not password resets.
Now, we need to talk about the world stage. Abra has this feature, multi-tenancy, which lets big companies train everyone. Partners, vendors, resellers.
The extended enterprise. It's a huge growth area, but it hits one massive friction point: language.
Right. If I'm a U.S. company and I release product training in English, my reseller in Tokyo is stuck.
Or your partner in Brazil, and translating that training is a logistical nightmare. You have to transcribe it, translate it, hire new voice actors, re-edit the whole video. It takes months.
And by the time the Japanese version is done, the product's probably changed again.
Exactly. So most companies they don't do it. They give the Japanese team the English PDF and say, good luck.
Which brings us right back to the engagement problem. So how does this automated engine deal with this?
Auto Content supports over 50 languages. It creates an automated workflow. You upload that English module. The API picks it up, transcribes it, translates it, and then resynthesizes it.
Wait, when you say resynthesizes, it generates new audio in Spanish or German?
New audio and new video.
Mm-hmm.
If you're using the AI avatars, it will actually re-lip sync the avatar to match the Japanese or German words.
That is incredible. So you're not just getting subtitles, you're getting a fully native experience.
Effectively, instantly. You could launch a product training globally on the same day. The source material points out this multiplies your total addressable market.
It turns a local training program into a global one overnight.
And you're doing it without hiring a massive localization team. It makes global scale accessible to, you know, even mid-sized companies.
Okay, I want to circle back to one last piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. Ibera really highlights engagement through assessments. They want people doing stuff, not just watching. Does the API help with that, or is it just for making media?
Oh, yeah, it's for interaction, too. This is a huge time saver for instructional designers. The API has specific endpoints for creating quizzes.
How does that work?
It reads that same source text, the 50-page manual, and it automatically generates multiple choice questions or an assessment to test comprehension. It knows what the key facts are, so it builds the questions around them.
And writing good wrong answers is always the hardest part.
The API handles that, but there's an even deeper layer here called deep research. This is for keeping content fresh.
Deep research sounds like a spy movie.
It's like a superpower for L&D managers. Mm. Imagine you have a course in Abra on market trends. That course gets stale in like 3 months.
Or 3 weeks these days.
Right. So instead of hiring an analyst, you use the deep research endpoint. You tell the API to browse the live web, read reputable sources, the Financial Times, government reports, and generate a structured study guide.
So it goes out, does the homework, and brings back a summary.
With citations. It's not just making stuff up, it's grounding the data. You can have a workflow where your market trends course is automatically updated every single month with real-time data.
That is wild. It's like having a research assistant who works 24/7 for pennies.
And that brings us to the synthesis of all this. When you put Abra and Auto Content together, you're looking at a fundamental change in how corporate knowledge actually works.
We're moving from a creation mindset to more of a curation mindset.
Exactly. Abra provides the modern, sleek house for learning. That's the structure. But Auto Content is the furniture, the utilities, the decor, everything that makes the house livable.
And affordable to furnish.
That's the critical part. The concept is called headless content production. It sounds technical, but it's really simple. It's building a workflow where you drop a file in a folder, and while you sleep, the system populates your Abra course.
With videos, podcasts, and quizzes.
In 5 languages. Mm-hmm. You wake up, and the work is done. And because the cost is so low, you can afford to take risks. You can create content for really niche topics.
The long tail of training.
Exactly. You can make a specific training video for the 3 people in the warehouse who need to know how to use one specific machine. Before, that wasn't worth the $5,000 video cost. Now, it's a no-brainer.
It really does solve that production bottleneck you mentioned at the start.
Completely. You're not limited by your team's hours anymore. You're only limited by server capacity, which is basically unlimited.
Well, this has definitely changed how I look at that next button on my compliance training. It really doesn't have to be that way.
The technology is here. It's just a matter of companies picking it up and plugging it in.
So here's the question I want to leave you with today. If you could take the absolute most boring, dense, dry manual in your company, the one everyone dreads, the one that makes people quit, and turn it into a fascinating podcast or a slick video just by clipping a button, which manual would you convert first?
I have a few in mind already.
I bet you do. Thanks for listening to this Deep Dives. We'll catch you on the next one.